back good memories?
It does. I particularly like coming out to the regional communities because it reminds me of home. And these kids, one day hopefully, will be joining Adam and I in the AFL ranks. So it's nice to be able to engage with the community and give back. Did, yeah. It seems to be the guys with the Eagles jumpers on want to ask all the hard-hitting questions. But Adam was a pro out there.
So since international rules, what's your program been like? Where are you at?
So since the international rules, I have had a couple of weeks off, and then now I'm going to start ramping back up into the program. I started back at Freo on Monday with Nathan Wilson, so that's our full contingency. And it's a really important time now to get to know all these new draftees that we've got, start to mesh and really bond as a group before heading into Christmas.
What are your first impressions like with the new kids in town?
I'm quite excited, really. Hats off to Brad Lloyd and the recruiting team for the personnel that they've brought in. The senior players in Wilson and Matera will bring a bit of experience to us. And the draftees, the 10 guys that we got across, come with great character and personality, so we're hoping that we can fast-track their development. I think we've had 22 new players join our team since the end of 2016, so we've got to find our identity as a group, and that'll take a number of months to do. We've got to all get on the same page with Ross Lyon and the coach's game philosophy, and we've got to train hard across the summer as every other team is doing, so there's a big job for the leaders and for the whole group.
Matt, you spent a fair bit of time with Adam and Andrew at these community camps. Have you had much of a chance to speak to them about how you've shaped your career?
Yeah, a little bit. Adam and Andrew being picks 2 and 5, sort of highly credentialed individuals coming in, but the exciting part is that they're both really willing to learn and want to fast track their development as much as they can and be playing in the Fremantle Strip in 2018, which as an older player, that's going to bring a fresh hit of youth and exuberance to us. So yeah, they've been picking our brains and picking the other players' brains, Mundy, Sanderlands, Walters, just figuring out how they can get the most out of themselves.
Could be quite daunting. You just get drafted now, they're fronting 300 school kids. It's a good experience for them too.
It is. I mean, Adam, he left year 12 3 weeks ago and now he's talking to 300 or 200 school kids out here in Pinjarra. So it's been a whirlwind couple of weeks and the next 2 or 3 weeks are going to be just as intense for him. But he's handling it like a pro.
How important has this period been for the leadership group? Have you spent much time off the track preparing for next year?
Yeah, it's a crucial part for the leaders, both in the leadership group and that next tier. We really see guys like Connor Blakely, Brady Gray, Joel Hambling, Brad Hill, those sort of guys, and even Darcy Tucker. They're our next batch of leaders, and we're hopeful that they can really latch onto the first and second year players, drag them through, and really take control of our group because the leaders will do what they do, but our real improvement and development will come from that next batch of leaders who we've identified.
And it's such a young group. How important are guys like Sandy and Mungie like to have them spend more time with these young players?
Yeah, I mean, it's crucial. Like Aaron and David and Lockie Neal, our established leadership group players, Lee Spur, they will do what they do. They'll engage with the younger guys and drag them through, and the young guys will ask questions, so it's two-way. And the process has been, even guys like Tom Sheridan, who's a big influencer amongst our group, has been training the house down, but off-field, his genuine care has developed a few players already.
A few events at Perth Stadium before Freo, playing the ground, will you go to any of them, any of the cricket or rugby?
Potentially, start to get a feel. I'm a spectator as much as anyone else, so maybe the cricket one day or I'll get to and have a bit of a watch, or maybe go and support our women who are going to play there beforehand as well.